Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for the privilege and the blessing and the opportunity to share these next few minutes with you as we go into the Word of the Lord. Thank God for His Word. Don't you love God's Word? Well, we're going to be going into a message I've entitled Christ, Our Liberator. We're going to be talking about Jesus, who He is, how He impacts our lives, and once He impacts our lives, what is our responsibility, what is our privilege and our joy in response to His interaction and His transformation that occurs in every one of our lives. Praise God. At one point in time, we were lost in trespasses and sin, but He came to us. He received us as we opened our hearts to Him. And now, beloved, now we are a new creature in Christ Jesus. And you know what? That means you're not going to be the same today as you were yesterday, as long as you stay close to the Lord through His Word and in the companionship and fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Do you know the Holy Spirit has been given to walk with you through your life, to hold your hand, as it were, as your helper, as your comforter, one who goes alongside the paraclete? But before I get into the message, how about if we just take a moment or so to join our hearts in prayer? Father, I come to You right now, and Lord, You see every listener. You see those, Lord, who are home, those who are on their bed, those who are sitting at their desk, those who are behind the car, those who are at the workplace. Father, I thank You that this is a divine appointment that You have arranged where we can gather together in the Spirit for just a few moments to be with You, to hear Your Word, to learn the deeper things of the Lord, that we might grow in understanding and revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, right now, Lord, You see all those who have had a difficult day, those who are in trials and battles. Father, right now, whatever the burden is, whether it's a physical burden, a need for healing, whether it's mental oppression or distress or worry or anxiety or need for making a decision, a course of action, all the things, Lord, that sometimes seem to overwhelm us in our day-to-day lives, Your Word says Your yoke is easy, Your burden is light. And so, Father, all the burdens that we have right now, we lift them to the throne of grace. If you're able, if you can, just lift your hands to the Lord, put your burdens in your hands, and just lift them, as it were, to the Lord. And right now, Father, I decree deliverance. I decree liberty. I release the faith of God that You have given to us, Lord, because You're not unrighteous. You would never allow us to go through something that we couldn't get through with Your help and strength. And so, Father, I thank You that the faith of God right now is being operative. And Lord, we praise You that whatever these needs are, whatever these concerns, that You are moving to deliver, to heal, to give an answer, to give direction, to minister healing. Concerns for loved ones, Father, whatever that need is, salvation, deliverance, we take authority over every work of the enemy. That daughter right now who's in a precarious place, who is with wrong friends, Father, right now, who is the mother's concerned, she's getting into drugs. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I command the works of darkness to be broken, and I release, Father, the anointing of God that shall cause to be replaced placed around about her as a shield, the angels of God, that the work of the enemy cannot prosper. And Lord, you will bring not only this child, but you will bring so many that are out there in the world. Bring our loved ones back, Lord. Bring them into the ark of safety. Bring those, Father, who have just gone and walked their own way in rebellion and self-will. I rebuke that, Father, in the name of Jesus, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. It is a better thing to obey, to hearken to the voice of the Lord than to sacrifice. And Father, we release a spirit of obedience, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I heard this testimony at church just the other day, and where a martyr by the name of Telemachus, he obeyed the Lord. He was just a simple person. He went into the gladiator arena and he began to speak, and he was mocked and he was ridiculed, and he was beginning to experience stoning, and he gave up his life in obedience to you. But as a result, the games that were so cruel and so violent, one by one, the spectators got up, the thousands that were there, and they never entered that arena again to see those vicious and terrible gladiator sports. So, Father, one person can make such a difference. And, Father, we release the ministering angels of God. We release Christians to our loved ones. Sometimes, Lord, in our own right as a family member, they just have closed ears. But Father, you know how to get to them. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that our loved ones will be saved before it's everlastingly too late. And you will move now, Father. You will begin to put roadblocks in their path, and you will bring them back, not only to a knowledge of Jesus Christ, but restoration of family relationships in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Well, there must be many of you burdened with loved ones out there, because that was just the introduction to start the broadcast. We were just going to pray for a moment in time. But I just thank the Lord that I not only minister the word on this broadcast, but I allow the Holy Spirit to move. That's such so important. It's not only the word of God, but it's the Spirit of God that gives life. So I trust now that as we've agreed for the faith of God to be imparted and stirred up in your heart, that now you're able to take a deeper breath, you're able to square those shoulders back, you're able to lift up your head, and all of us now are in a better place to hear the word of the Lord. Isn't that right? Praise God. All right. Well, with the Lord's help, let us begin a message I'd like to share as I begin today and carry on in the next succeeding days, Christ our Liberator. And I love the way of the Lord. He makes things simple. He doesn't make things difficult. This world we're living in, man's way, can get things so convoluted, so complex. I don't know. Just trying to program a VCR or a DVR, all the technology there is today, even people that are technically gifted, that are up on things, even they are being challenged to stay up with the increase of knowledge. But of course, we know that's what the word says. In the end times, there will be an increase of knowledge. Praise God. I sometimes say to friends, I hope there are no computers in heaven. I know there's books. Praise God for that. Because sometimes technology can be just absolutely overwhelming. Well, you can tell I'm a senior. I do use technology, but as minimally as possible to carry on the demands of the ministry. Praise the Lord. Anyway, let's get to now our subject. What are our responsibilities, beloved, as the body of Christ? And to summarize and to make it simple, there's one outward responsibility, if you will, and there's one inward responsibility. How's that for making it simple? The first one is basically the very commandment that Jesus gave, the very last commandment he gave as he was beginning to return to his Father before his ascension. He said, "Preach the gospel unto all nations and make disciples." So, beloved, our responsibility in an outward manner, as far as relating to our fellow man, is to preach the simple truth of the gospel, the good news for us today. Whoever has ears to hear, their heart will be prepared. The Spirit is preparing many hearts today, beloved. It's not just overseas. There are many in this nation. They have no answers. They're at the end of themselves, and they need answers, beloved. And if you've been walking with the Lord, if you're a born-again Christian, and praise God, I pray that if you haven't been Spirit-filled, you'll have that wonderful experience, that you will be able to preach the gospel in love, and that you will develop relationships as the Lord allows. Sometimes it's just a casual witness to a stranger. You're just planting a seed, or at the checkout counter, you're planting a seed. But those who may be co-workers or friends or relationships that the Lord would bring, those, as the Lord provides opportunity and direction, we need to disciple. Beloved, that's not the job of the pastor. As they come into church, there is a greater ability to hear the milk of the word, the meat of the word preached. But beloved, this is our responsibility, that we need to be living epistles, a testimony to what Jesus has done in our life. Okay, now, before my time goes completely, let's go into the second point. We have an inward responsibility. At least that's how I summarize these. That is, we have a personal responsibility to grow into maturity. Let me read Ephesians, the fourth chapter, verses 14 through 15. That we be no more children, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. And maturity, beloved, of course, is facilitated by this process, which is speaking the truth in love. And we're going to spend a great deal of time in the next few days going in depth, some very profound truths. I pray that you'll be able to join me as we share these truths together. But beloved, that's it. Be witnesses and grow up, bottom line. And that's true for all of us. There are many things we can be mature in some areas and pretty childish in others, and the Holy Spirit knows directly how to get to those areas. Well, my time has come to a conclusion. I must bring this broadcast to an end. But before I do, I want to invite you to write and share your prayer needs. We're in this together, beloved. God's raised up this ministry over 50 years ago to stand as a partner in prayer with you. So, beloved, take advantage of that opportunity. This is a personal ministry. I personally read and answer the mail and personally answer your letter. God bless you. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me, partners. You're so dear to my heart. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.